You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints out in ball club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is sounds like
everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody manufactured
this. The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot
lives. Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Walls, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side with me, and he was talking to Moxie Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's Walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Well, good night, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
You made it.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, my gosh, this new website is just bewildering. It's blowing me away. You've done such an exceptional job, Marco. My God. It's just, and then trying to get in tonight, I mean, what do you have? Everybody in the world on the show?
I don't know. Well, we do have a little problem with our control panel, and there may be, you know, like, if it gets busy and things and people try to get in. We got one guest that hasn't come on yet. When you get into shout-outs, I'm going to call them up and try to get them on. But
this new website is just incredible. I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, wow, this is just incredible. I mean, you've got some time in this, partner.
Well, we also have some backup. We've got two backup pages, basically. You stream.
Yeah, I know, but let me ask you this. How do you get into the chat room?
There's a button there that says chat room. Go chat. Push it. Click it and it'll come right up.
Really?
Yeah, there's a button on the top five buttons are all things that you need to do, like backup page.
Oh, chat with friends?
You got it. Yeah. That's it.
But it's not clicking for me for some reason. Hmm. I wonder why. Blog Talk Backup Family and then Chat with Friends. This, you guys got to forgive me. This is all new for me. And they
clicked on the button.
And
did you click on the button?
No button.
Yeah, there's a button right below it. Yeah, there's a button right below it. You click on that and you'll go right there.
Okay, I'm trying. Not like I'm not trying. It's all new for me. This is incredible stuff. Listen live, blog talk radio. Here we are. Enter the chat room. I'm stupid. stupid, that's all. Well, listen, good to hear your voice, good buddy.
I'm doing good.
Well, yeah, and we also know that tomorrow you're going in and you're having some corrective surgery.
Yeah, well.
And everybody's been calling me, and I know you're just too damn proud, good buddy.
I've got emails left and right from all of our friends and family, and they're wishing me well, praying for me. You couldn't ask for much more healing than that.
No, that's true, good buddy. And I'll tell you what, I want everybody to know that I was thinking very seriously about getting on down there myself to be with you, as I did call you, as you know, because, you know, you are my family. I mean, without you, I've got nothing in the Bigfoot world. I mean, you're right there up with the rest of them. And the love that goes out, that these calls I've been receiving and these emails that I'm getting, it's just blowing me away. And they're all saying, hey, where can we send cards and how can we get a hold of him? And I took a special interest today. And that's when I called you later in the afternoon today and says, hey, Marco, if you want, I'll be there, as you know. And as well, the way you are.
I told you. There's other things that are more important than that right now.
I know. But I just, you know, everybody started to wonder and worry. And then I'm thinking to myself, oh, gosh, maybe I should be down there with him. You know, because there's so many people out there that love you, and you're devoted to us, and for what you've done since the beginning. Words can't speak volumes. And I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I love you, and all of the Bigfoot world out there loves you too, Marco, okay?
I know that, and I really appreciate it. There's nothing like the family we have, I'm telling you right now. Friends and family, kinship, friendship. What more could you ask for?
You can't ask for anything more than that. And, oh, by the way, this show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, my God, unbelievable stuff. We got some people from Kentucky. We got some people from Arkansas. We got my sweet Tricia. She's out there in Arizona. We're going to be showing you some stuff. We're going to be discussing some stuff tonight that nobody in the world has. I'm telling you, it's incredible. It will blow your minds tonight. This show will blow the Bigfoot world's mind, okay? But before we get into that, there's some people that I want to give a shout-out to that send our love to. First of all, as you all know, my cohort, my co-producer, my brother from another mother, is going to have this operation tomorrow. So please, everybody out there, give an extra prayer that tomorrow that he comes through with flying colors, as we all know. And we'll all stay on top of it. If I find out when he comes out, I'll put it out there and let everybody know also. My brother from the north, Bruce Schilt, and his beautiful family, we love you, man. You know this. Chuck Creel and his family down there in Alabama. It doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. This man and his family, his dad, Don, out there in the Virginias. Incredible people, ladies and gentlemen. These people, they open up their homes to you. They open up whatever they have. If they've got a bowl of rice, if they got a filet mignon, they'll share it with you. And that's the kind of people that they are. We love you, man. We can't wait to see you again, as well as Dad and Don and of course, all the other people down in that area. And we love each and every one of them from the bottom of our hearts. And it goes out to just so many people, ladies and gentlemen. I could speak volumes. JC and Four Corners and the crew out there, Chief Dan. My guys down in Rob Price, I mean, these people are dedicated, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to get people like this anywhere, that they go the extra mile and make it all happen. My boy in Arizona, the guy is just incredible. He's relentless. He never gets tired. That's Alex Hearn. You hear me talk about him. We'll be talking to Alex later on tonight to see what's going on out there in Arizona. It's been one hellacious hub out in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of action going on. The same thing goes for Texas. People out there at Lamar Point, Donna and Bruce Shuby. These are people, ladies and gentlemen, that are there. No matter what time of day, no matter what time of night, you give them a call, and they're all there. Bo in Alabama, she knows what she is and what she means to me. Susan in Minnesota, same thing with Becky up in Washington. There's also Frankie in Mississippi. You guys got to forgive me. None of this is scripted. It's all coming off the top of my head. And then there's Leslie, the bookends down in Nevada. And I would be amiss without speaking about Gigi from PV. We're talking about some people that are dedicated and have warm hearts. People that will go that extra mile for me and my crew. And I love each and every one of you people. And thank you, because without you, there is no us. So without any further ado, and I sincerely hope that everybody's had that wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. My gosh, the weathers have been changing. They've been going crazy. It's been something else. My buddy Steve Cothran, you know, the gentle giant, ladies and gentlemen, from up north, in Northern Cal, he sent me an email. And he was telling me all about what was going on, ladies and gentlemen, about the animals and about the shift in the polar region and everything else. Let's see if I got it here. And it's real small print. But I'm going to try to read it to you guys, because you know we've been talking the last few times about what the hell's been going on with this weather. But here's what he says. So as to why the weird weather we are having is due to the slow pole shift that we are having now. The best way to tell it is to watch how the flight of the geese and the ducks are flying and the patterns that they take in order to follow the magnetic field grid of the Earth. Now, I didn't know this, but it's true. It's some research. So our animals now about this, they know about this because they're programmed into their consciousness, where mankind is some parts are lost not knowing what's going on around them. Makes a lot of sense. So if we learn to watch the migration of our animals, we will learn how to survive with their help, including Bigfoot, because it is also, he is programmed into our consciousness. It's well put, Steve, and I thank you for this email because it makes a lot of sense. You guys have been hearing me talk about this now for 3 weeks to a month, about how crazy this weather has changed. I want to give a special shout-out to Connie Gilbert, ladies and gentlemen. She's my girl up in Canada. She's had a rough time. She's made it through. God bless her. Special, special shout-out to you, sweetheart. I'm glad that you're better. We all love you. Everybody has missed you. Phoebe in Arizona, miss you too, sweetheart, and all the crew that is out there in our Bill Green, Connecticut, Bison, Leroy Blevins. You hear me talk about Leroy all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Rex Howdy Shell, where would I be without him? The man is just impeccable. He's a machine, ladies and gentlemen. He just does not stop. I love you, each and every one of you guys, and thank you. Again, without you, there is no me, and I take my hat off to each and every one of you. Kudos! Salutations. Ladies and gentlemen, this show, to me, this is going to be one of the top-ranking shows, and let me tell you the reason why. I told you these guests that we have coming on, you're going to hear some remarkable things. You're going to hear some remarkable stories. They're going to share their experiences. They're going to share their pitches, and I hope, Marco, that you have some of these things posted, because I know that they sent them to you. Without any further ado, ladies.
I got one picture. It's all I got.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, we're going to go down there to Kentucky. Jody, are you on the line?
Tom, Jody's a friend just called. She's in the hospital. And I told her we'd give her a little prayer shout-out. She's not going to be able to make it on the show. They're in the hospital. Something happened to her knees and stuff, and she was in a lot of pain, and they had to take her in today.
Okay, is her roommate in, the other gal?
She's not available. They're in the hospital right now. They gave me a call from the hospital.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Jody. She's from Kentucky, ladies and gentlemen. She moved from Kentucky down to Carolinas, I think it is. This gal has a property that had some earth-shaking things going on. They saw a creature. They had a creature and a family, okay? And they took pictures of this creature and its family. And the thing kept coming back to its house, to their house. And she kept seeing these creatures. Well, it's affected her. It affected her mentally. And she needed to get to somebody. She got to one of our competitors, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just suffice by saying the guy thinks he's an attorney, but that gives you a little hint. And apparently he had taken her film and won't return it back to her. Made her sign some papers. This is how she tells it anyway. And I've got to tell you, I can't wait. I hope she's better. I want her on the show. She is an incredible, credible woman. And her roommate have seen these creatures. She has invited us out. So it's kind of an incredible story. But I want you guys all to hear it with your own ears coming from her, from her own mouth. So hopefully she'll get better. We'll give an extra prayer out for her, and we'll have her with us next week. Is that how you understand it, Marco?
That's it. We're going to have her on next week. I told her girlfriend that what we'd do, we'd shout out for a little prayer for her. So pray for Jody, and that she gets better and gets healed up, and we'll have her on next week.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, I talked to this woman for at least a half hour. She has one hellacious story to tell. But you know what? Without any further ado, we still got some excellent, excellent people coming on. We're going to go down there to Arkansas where Jason has taken actually a picture on his dad's land from one of the game cameras, and it's pretty incredible stuff. Without any further ado, let's get out there to Arkansas. Jason, you out there?
And Jason, hit your *7 button, my friend.
I should be unmuted.
There you are. You're on, Jason.
Yeah.
You're on Bigfoot Live with Tom Biscardi. Go right ahead.
Hi, Jason. Yeah. How are you, buddy?
Doing fine. Just sitting around. Actually, need to make a correction. It's not my father's land. It's similar to, it's actually my land.
It is your land.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And
All right.
There are two sections that adjoin each other, but I pretty much, since the problems happened at my father's land with the robberies by, you know, obviously, some very targeted people, that occurred on his land because I don't have any sort of cabin on my land where he does, and his cabin was targeted, which is why we put these cameras out.
Before we get a little radical on this whole thing, Jason, let's start from the beginning. I want my listeners out there around the globe to listen to this entire story because it is so captivating and it blew my mind when I got your email. So would you be kind enough to tell my listeners out there around the globe how this whole thing got started, from the beginning to where we are now?
You know, it really occurred by accident. there is an area that is, don't want to, you know, give a exact location because of what has been happening in there, but it's Arkansas again. But what has happened is the area had been plagued by several robberies of fairly well-made cabins, as well as some homes that were very, very expensive, deep in the woods. And the cabins are extremely deep in the woods. These homes are more summer homes or places where you go because you don't want a cell signal, and you won't get one. And there was a rash of robberies in the area. So the idea was, let's see if we can't get some pictures, because there was more than one hit by whoever has been doing this. So we set up several cameras, and one of them I put up myself, pointing towards an excellent entry path into general land, my father's as well as mine, at about 6 foot, 6 inches into the tree. And I know that because I'm right at 6 foot one, and I just put it up at about arm's length where it was camouflaged well underneath a branch, basically. You know, it's no flash or anything. It's infrared at night, and during the day, it's full color, about 5.1 megapixels. If you convert it from analog, you get about 1/30th of a second on that snap. So, anyway, long story short, on these cameras, basically, I'm going through. I've got the pretty standard stuff. I've got groundhog. I've got deer. Then I've got this very clear picture I don't understand. And it's early morning when I'm collecting this. I am giving Bigfoot no thought, even though there's been reports in the area, actually one down out of Tulsa just a couple of years ago. I'm giving that no thought at the time, beyond more of a hunter sense. I have my formal education, I can't claim, is anywhere for zoological. It's business, a graduate degree. But I can claim that if my cowboy hat could talk, it'd say I'm a pretty good hunter. And I got the feeling that there was activity recent in the area. The land was too dry for any type of footprint. The issue I'm having is, if you look at the picture, if it is an animal coming from a tree,
I'm not able.
Or if it's some other type of life. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to narrow down that it looks like it's a mammal through the hair alone, possible marsupial. But there seems to be some interesting characteristics that I just can't explain.
Let me ask you this, Jason. Excuse me, please. How far up off the ground was the camera placed?
Right. As I kind of mentioned, I'm right at 6 foot one, and in this tree, we wanted to make sure to camouflage these cameras by hiding them through brush and things of that nature. And I just stood up on my heels and put it at about 6 foot 6 inches in a actual tree, and that's where the problem comes in. Is what is being snapped at that altitude, that height, perfectly in the way of the entryway, you know, that I wanted to monitor. It's just not common for this sort of thing to happen. And there's a lot of game that aren't afraid of people. They're not dependent upon people. There's very few people there. But there is a large body of water that runs through there that makes a lot of life just very sustainable. But, again, I kind of had a hunter's sense while I was gathering the picture, actually, you know, just downloading it, that something seemed out of the ordinary. And, I looked around for maybe a large bed down. We do have Razorback. It's not just called that for state logo, or we do have large animals. I grew up in Louisiana hunting animals, even including alligators. I had a good trainer, of course, but So this was something off the map to me. And you look at the picture and you say, well, maybe a hawk's wing. Well, I'm just not seeing any hollowed out bone sacs, you know. I'm not seeing other characteristics. The problem I do have with the picture is that, wow, that does look like an arm, but could it be something else?
I got to tell you something.
Could it be a squirrel?
Yeah. When I saw it the first time, it looked to me like a shoulder of something going by very quickly. Okay, with the hair going in the wind. Did you notice that?
Absolutely. And that's when I wanted to know what the speed was on the camera. I wanted to convert it from digital to what it would roughly be. So 1/30th of a second. That's why it was a little blurred. You know, if I had 1/1000th of a second, it would have taken a nice still photo. But these game cameras are not worried about grabbing things that are going extremely fast. They're more worried about things that are going about 2 or 5 miles an hour as they slowly approach or burrow a lot of the times or looking for food, you know, nocturnal animals. That's when the lice is out. And it was interesting that the picture was taken in the morning because at that time and in that season, most of your large mammals are bedded down already. I don't know what that says, but it does seem interesting that it was early morning, would have been bedtime.
Well, you know, it's just like I told you when we had talked the first time, was there any waterways? Because these things like to travel the waterways. And as you told me, there was plenty of them at the same point in time. I asked you about if there was any type of caves or dwellings, underground dwellings or abandoned mines and stuff. And you told me also that there was such things there in the area. So it's habitat in which these creatures do hang around. And I'll tell you what, I did a lot of thinking since we've talked, Jason, and we're going to be going filming here. I don't know exactly what the schedule is, you know, with the HBO, and I did talk to you about that, and I have you on the list. So I just want to give you a little heads up on that, okay?
Sure.
Listen, let us know, Jason, you know, keep this thing monitored. Let us know what's going on. If you do catch any other pictures, did you get any stinks, any smells? Did you get any monkey sounds? Did you get any tree knocking, rock clapping, such things of that nature?
Well, that was one thing that I had alluded to in kind of the hunter's sense is that the air was thick with an odor, then a scent that I wouldn't really want to claim if I put down in a formal statement this is absolutely an animal scent. But there is kind of a thick air when an animal that lives in the woods and gets quite dirty passes through, and it will hang for quite some time. And when I'm looking at this inexplicable object, right about the time the picture had been taken, I decided, let's go ahead and move on.
I got to tell you something. When I listen to you, I kind of visualize myself out in the brush. And I've been really, in the last 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks, I've been kind of conditioning myself because, you know, I love it so much being out there. And I know that it's coming up to being one of those stages that I'm going to have to back out in the brush. And I know when I've ever had an encounter, I've ever had a sighting, or I ever knew that these creatures are around. And the guys who've been out with me in the brush know that I have that sense about me, that I know that something's out there watching us. I know that there's another sense of a being out there, but I can't put my finger on it. Did you ever have that feeling at all while you were out there?
Well, and, you know, unfortunately, I recently lost the dog I hunt with. And it was interesting to see the social interaction between the dog and I, actually the bonding between the dog and I. The dog would often, because of their senses, clearly, the dog, a mastiff, would bull mastiff. I'm sorry, it's small. It's a more powerful version of the mastiff. When it sensed that there was something near, all it would do would lay down, which at that point told me it's good to take the safety off. Well, what was interesting at that time is that I would get the feeling about the time she would lay down. So it wasn't always an issue of scent. It wasn't always an issue of a sense, it didn't seem necessarily, other than maybe I've seen this so many times before. All right, this feels right. And there is that element to it. And I've had that happen many times, but I've never been out hunting thinking I could have something that's, you know, 7 feet tall come out of the bushes. I'm normally trying to manage the land by keeping the number of coyotes down or keeping the number of deer down. As I had mentioned to you, amphibians disappeared from the land there for a while. Then they came back. Why? I don't know. And neither does the state or anyone else.
Yeah. Jason, thank you for taking from your busy day and from your family to be with us and sharing your story with me and my Bigfoot family around the globe. I want to thank you. Keep us up to date on what's going on. We really want you to monitor this, and we'll be out to see you before you know it. God bless you, and thanks for being our friend.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. All right, thanks.
Just mute stuff out. We got plenty of show left.
Just hit your star 6, Jason.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jason out there in Arkansas. What a story. You got to look at that picture. It blew my mind. Let's go out and pay some bills, Marco.
Okay, let's do that. Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in Dog Club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size and everything else, they just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody manufactured this.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives. Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And it's back to you, Tom.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? You hear me talk about it every time I'm on the air. Talk about Bigfoot Live. This movie has changed the lives to many, many people who've been out in the brush, many people who look for Bigfoot, our friends, our family. You'll see them. You'll see Roger Peterson from Arizona. You'll see Bruce Schilt in Montana. You'll see Mike Sells. He's deceased now, ladies and gentlemen, but you'll see him in the beginning of our film. You'll see him at the end, and you'll see exactly how his life changed. He's no longer with us. God rest his soul. You'll see the people up in New York. All the stories that we talk about and all the stories that you'll see in the movie are the stories that made headline news. And we were the ones that were first on the scene. And Bigfoot Lives 2 has a lot of all that stuff that you've all heard about, but you never got to meet them. But you'll hear the story live, you know, by the people that saw it first. We were first on the scene, no matter if it was the people in Wisconsin, the people in Minnesota. You'll see the Olsen family in Minnesota that went all over the globe, and you'll see them on there, just like with Bruce Schilt and his family in Montana. His story went all over the globe. And we were the first ones out there, ladies and gentlemen. You hear all these other people say, oh, yeah, well, you know, we go out and do this, we go out and do that. How many of them have made a movie? How many of them went out there in whether it was 13 below zero or 118 above? You know, we were out there in the elements and tracked it. We did it. Get a chance, buy it. Bigfoot Lives, the number one most authoritative Bigfoot documentary in the world. It buzzed all over this country. It won Best Documentary and Best Director. If you haven't had it, go get it now. Without any further ado, we've got to go see this or talk to this gal, Trish. This woman, ladies and gentlemen, she's become a friend of mine. She's out there in Arizona. She is a martyr. She's another Joan of Arc in the Bigfoot field. This woman has capabilities of with a camera that I've never seen before. I'm waiting to see these pictures. She has some earth-shaking revelations to make to me tonight and statements to make to me tonight and to you that she actually has the genitalia for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, the genitalia on film of one of these creatures. Trish, you out there?
Yeah, I am. Hi, Tom.
How are you, darling?
I'm fine. I'm embarrassed about my latest find of my picture. So.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you thank you. I'm glad to see that you're okay. You had me worried because you, like, dropped off the edge of the earth. And then I go to find out, oh, wow, the emails that were going to you was going to your spam.
Right.
So I'm glad to hear that you're okay and that you're amongst living.
Well, I'm still doing the same, so... But I have to admit that this latest thing I found on the pictures, I don't even know how anybody would be able to see them because it would be kind of pornographic, I guess.
Well, it's public. Okay, when you had written me about it and then we had talked, and I said, oh, my God, this will be the first time ever the genitalia has been caught on film, untampered, not photoshopped, of the genitalia
right.
of an actual Bigfoot. Why don't you tell us in your own terms what this thing looks like?
Oh, okay. Well, first let me tell you about the Bigfoot. I've got like four or five different individual Bigfoot, and they all look different. That must be why everybody keeps reporting them differently. They all have different faces. They still have hair. But they actually have different faces, and one of them has a face with the big crest on the top, more like a gorilla face, but the face itself has none of that big nostril, and it looks like a human nose, kind of, except that it's large and it's dark. And in fact, one of my photos, it's so shiny that the sun shines off it. But anyway, I've got, you wouldn't believe how many photos of their body and their face, but I'm playing Where's Waldo? Because I'm actually taking photos of cactus, and you were saying something about water. There is a creek. I'm taking pictures way across from a canyon. I've got a picture of a baby. And I happen to be trying to get out the baby a little better by cropping it and looking at it. And when I did, I noticed that there was something underneath a slanting rock across the canyon. And when I looked, I saw there was a face. And a body kind of laying catty-cornered that stuffed itself into this little crevice. Well, when I looked closer, I kept seeing the face. I got the face to look okay. And then when I went away from that photo, something else stood out. And when I went back to it, I kept thinking, no, that's got to be a stick. Now, I went and researched gorillas, which everybody says the Bigfoot is related to the gorilla. However, the gorilla's thing is only 1.5 to 2 inches long. And this thing, that's why I was looking for a stick to see if it was a stick, is much longer than that. In proportion, it's probably maybe a foot, I think. And you can see it because it's laying on its side and on its back, and its legs are kind of apart. The fur on it is lighter on the inside of the leg. And then this thing is sticking out there. And like I said, I'm sorry I'm laughing about it, but it's kind of hilarious that you would think you would get a photo of that. But it's only because
it's... Trish, wait a minute. I'm sure you're exciting a lot of the female Bigfoot out there. what I'm trying to say, you said the full genitalia. Did that also show testicles?
Well, actually, I can't see that on there, but above it, believe it or not, is something that shows in black. I put it in negative to try and see if it was some kind of stick that belonged to one of the, you know, something in front of it or something. But there's almost like where a woman's ovaries would be. There's like two round black things up above it, just barely touching it, and then it's sticking out. And when you put it into negative, you can see the hole at the end. You can see, like, ripples, like a bone or something on top. I mean, it's very detailed. We don't talk about people like this. That's why it's so strange to me that I would get a photo like that. But if it does happen to be real, which it very much looks it, and I wouldn't know how to Photoshop if you paid me to, if it is attached to an animal, then he is more human than gorilla. And that would be, I think, a great find for people to know that it's more human.
You bet, you bet, you know, because it's an unknown primate, okay? Now, here's my situation. You and I have talked,
mm-hmm.
and I told you I was back in the area where we could meet, and you were supposed to be here between the 28th, 29th, or 30th.
Right, and I had to house sit. I'm still over in this little tiny town over in Arizona.
Okay,
my friend
how long are you going to be there?
UFO conference. at least another week. In fact, I know that on the 16th I'm going to Payson to go see the Halls. Because in my same photos, I don't know if you know Charles Hall. He's the one that's reported about the big whites, the aliens. I know this is a little off subject, but I do have photos. I've taken, you know, like 100,000 photos. I was bound to get something. But I have stuff with UFOs. And it just happens that along with the Bigfoot, there's military personnel. And there's also this thing that looks like a tall white. So I have an appointment.
Wait.
Sorry about that.
In the pictures of the Bigfoot, or Big
right.
Feet, you also right. show military personnel.
Yes. I actually have a picture that shows the head of a soldier. And the reason I noticed it was because even though it's just dark and it's kind of blackish colored, it shows enough to show this band going around the back of his head, and it separates, and then there's something on the helmet. Now, I talked to Larry Warren, who was on the, I think that's his name. Anyway, he was with this Disclosure Project. He saw my photos of Bigfoot, and he saw my photo of this military man, and he agreed that they're both real. You could tell right away when you looked at it, and he said that that looks like a certain kind of glass, you know, like binocular kind of things that are on this man's head. So while I'm sitting there looking at that, I've got the picture of the guy that has his thing out, the Bigfoot with the thing. I have a picture of a woman Bigfoot, and she's holding a baby. Now, she's kind of blurry, but the baby comes out. It's a brownish color instead of the dark color. And then to the right of that, with a trail going up, is what looks like a tall white sitting inside of this crevice, like all three are hiding. So I do have them all together. I don't know if it's a theory or whatever, but I'm wondering why they're all with the military.
You're freaking me out, girl. I'm going to tell you that. You know, after us...
Sorry about that. I know it sounds unbelievable, but I swear to you, that's what I have in my photos.
Okay. All right. I want you to call me after the show tonight, okay? Can you do that?
Okay, I'll use my friend's phone. Like I said, I have no reception here in this little town with my phone.
I know, but you're only about 20 minutes, 16 minutes from now. Give me a jingle. I need to talk to you. It's very important.
Okay. All right.
Thanks very much for coming on. I can't wait to see you in person and see what you've got. God bless you. Be careful. And don't let me worry like this no more.
Okay, and thank you for worrying. I'm sorry it went to there.
Okay.
I would
thank
have never
you, darling. I can't wait to speak to you in a little while, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this is off the hook. If this gal's got what I think she's got, it'll be the first ever in the world showing the genitalia and to talk about it. You know, Ivan had taken pictures of it in the past, but I don't think in the clarity of this, that this woman has. And I'll tell you, I can't wait to see it. And if we do clarify it and have our people at the labs take a look at this stuff, and if they verify that it's genuine, the world will know about it. I'll guarantee you that, straight up. The world will know about it. She's a very courageous woman, and I thank her from the bottom of my heart. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get out there to Georgia. We're going to go out to see our good buddy Jan Allen. I understand he was out on the brush again, and he's going to disclose what he found. How are you, Jan? You out there?
Hey, doing great, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Well, what do you think of these guests tonight?
Man, I tell you what, this keeps getting that much more amazing, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. It's just freaking me out. You know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, are we getting that close? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, either that or they're getting real careless one.
No,
hey,
she's got a family photo of a woman, a baby, a female and a baby, and a male, and then showing the genitalia. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is
stuck.
Yeah, that is definitely wild, definitely. Hey, I just wanted to say right quick.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to say right quick to Marco that, you know, from the entire GBRI team here in Georgia and all the guys that are all across the country that's in the team, I just want to tell you that all of our prayers are there for you, buddy, and I'm going to say a special prayer for you tonight when I go to bed.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I mean, listen, that means so
thank
much.
Thank you, Jim.
Go ahead, Mark.
But yeah,
thank you, Jan. I appreciate that. Go,
oh,
go ahead. I don't want to interrupt. I'm taking up time.
Now we went and checked out some wildlife management area this past weekend. There wasn't but three or four of us. The whole team didn't go out, but we went and looked around, and unfortunately, we did not find anything. We did manage to run across an old homestead, though, that looked like it was about 100 years old. And I got some pretty cool pictures of it and the well and stuff. But I know at one point when we was down by the lake and was walking around the edge of the lake, we had walked about 100 yards, and it sounded like, to me, something was following us. You know, you'd take a step, and then a few steps, then you stop, and you'd hear it go, and then it would stop. But I never seen anything. After we left there, we went and checked out one of the new members' tracker that I've got now, a professional tracker. He, from a friend of a friend of a friend, I'm not sure exactly how it worked, but no more than a quarter of a mile from me down on the river, they know some people down there that's pretty much on the edge of a swamp, which is also in wildlife management area. And we went over there, and the guy walked us around the property and everything, and, you know, we got full run of it anytime we want to go over there. But, I mean, like the ideal place, Tom. I mean, you just look at it, and it's like you expect this thing to stand up in the swamp and all the grass and everything. So we're gonna put together, hopefully in the next week or two, an all-nighter just to go over there and just sit on top of this big mound that overlooks the entire swamp and just, you know, see what develops.
Well, I'll tell you this. Because of this craziness and this weather, as we talked about, the analyzation of Steve Cothran, our gentle giant up there in Northern California, it's just blowing me away, and it's just coming full circle. It's coming full circle. I'm going to tell you that, Jan, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, it is.
This is going to be one hellacious year for all of us. I honestly
well,
truly believe it.
Well, I want to throw something across your table and just see what you think about it. But you know the activity that we've had here around the house over the last year. And I've talked with y'all. I've talked with another guy that actually owns the Chattahoochee Bigfoot organization that we're also a part of. And he was thinking that maybe they're trying to build a rapport with us, with me and Rinda, which we had talked about in the past. Over the last couple of weeks, I've had just really a lot of new team members come over to the house. A lot of the old team members come over that's never been down here. And it just seemed like all the activity that we were having just went zilch. Now, what happened Friday night, this past Friday night, I had pulled an all-nighter Thursday night, couldn't go to sleep, my back was killing me. And I laid on the couch about 7 o'clock and dozed off, went to sleep. Well, I woke up right before 8. And I looked over, and of course, Rinda was sitting in the recliner sawing all kind of logs. And I'm like, well, darn, I'm just going to go back to sleep. And I rolled over on my side, and I looked at the TV to see what was on. And I closed my eyes, and I heard loud, like you were that amplifier, three wolves. I mean, just real loud. They were like, whoop, whoop, whoop. I mean, it's loud, like it was like right outside the front door. And the first thing I thought was kids. And I was like, wait a minute, we don't have no kids around here. And I got up and I looked around. I didn't see anything, but I mean, every dog on the street was shut down. Nobody made a sound. And my question is I am wondering if them whoops was out of disapproval of all the activity that I've had coming to the house or the new faces. What would you think about that?
Well, that's a great analyzation. If you're being watched, that could be a signal to the others that they have in the area stating that, hey, oh, by the way, our friend that comes out and tries to look for us, he's gathering much more help now, and oh, by the way, be careful. So there's a lot of different interpretations that we can all talk about. But you know what?
Yeah.
I love any new gesture. I love any new idea. Just keep bringing them to the table, man. And I'll tell you what, we're going to be out there with HBO, hopefully, and I got you on the list, Jan. So the first time I meet you is going to be a great impact. It's going to be a big one, okay?
Oh, it will be for me too, my friend.
All right. Listen, God bless, take care, and do say that extra little prayer for Marco for us, would you?
Oh, I definitely will. I tell you what, I'm rooting for him, but you know what? I know the Lord's going to bring him through it. Okay. He's going to come through with flying colors.
Hey, you parrot exactly what we've all been saying. God bless you, and to you and all your team members, thanks so much for sharing your evening with us, son.
Okay, Tom. Just keep me in the loop, okay?
You got it, good buddy. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dan Allen out there in Georgia. He's another courageous dude, man. He's part of our team. He's just a guy that just heels and toes it down the street and does one thing. He gets out there. He doesn't talk about it. He makes it happen. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get out there to Arizona to my son from another mother. Alex, you out there?
Sure, how's it going?
Wow. Did you hear these stories tonight?
They are. They are great. We're talking about it in the chat room over here right now. We got everybody talking about Trisha and Jan. Excuse me.
Did you ever think about this? If this gal has this stuff going down, okay, do you realize that she could make history?
Definitely. Definitely.
This is amazing. This is actually history in its making.
And you know what, Tom? Totally, totally believer, because we're having, that's probably the hottest spot in the state, and this state is probably the most active in the country right now. We got, sightings, activity going on in like 6-7 different locations, actually, if you consider the 3 different reports in Sholo. And, you know, I'm not sure where Trish is exactly, but she has to be somewhere between the rim and Sholo the way she's talking. So she's right in that area. We got three different reports in Sholo. We got a report coming from the rim. We got the White Mountains. I just had heard some whooping slash screaming the other night. We got Mitch with reports in the White Mountains. I was actually just on the res. And we got, of course, everything going on near Young. And we got Roger with new activity he's been trying to investigate when his truck will allow down there near Douglas in one of the mountain ranges outside of Tucson. So, I mean, this state is really, really hopping. And most of the reports we're getting are from Sholo. We got JJ up there on the website. JJ's up there reporting footprints and broken branches and noises. We got other people reporting noises. We got Phoebe's with her active report up there. She's in the chat room now. We got reports coming in from over by the rim. So it's all active right somewhere around where Trish is talking about. And we even have somebody on the other side of Flagstaff ready to go over there in Sedona and Prescott, that area. So really, really active in the state right now. But we got it covered, too.
Well, you know, I got to tell you this, Alex. She's baffling my mind. In the same picture, she shows military. And I'm freaking out right now because I'm thinking to myself, is it some kind of clandestine operation going on now in Arizona? And is it because of us with our radio show? Is it because of us and our team members and associate team members in Arizona that, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil?
And, well, you know,
they're out there themselves now in droves looking for these things?
I think that's exactly
it.
You should go to the area near Young, where you know Mitch has got us investigating. It's unbelievable how many people are in there when you go in there now. The area is totally jammed with cars and activity, and most of them aren't just there camping. They're all there because of us. The that other guy that you spoke about. You know, the guy that thinks he's a lawyer, whether he is or not, I have no idea. I know that's, you know, a great way to describe him. His activity, when he comes to Arizona, he investigates our areas. He goes to areas where we've already been. So that tells you right there what's going on with him. You know, they're just trying to also make dough off of us. Their two activity areas are on the rim to go Kimmy's site, which she first posted on AP's website and has recently posted on ours, and that's where they go, and they go in the Young area too. So you tell me why. It's because of us. We were the only people investigating Arizona, and that's you, and that's me, and that's, you know, my whole team.
Yeah, and that's the whole, you know, I've been battling that since the beginning, and it bothers me to no end. You know, why can't these people just be original and do it on their own? You know why? Because they can't. That's why.
1 minute, Tom.
They don't have, thank you, Marco. They do not have the know-how. They don't have the sense, nor do they have the creativity or the ability to do anything on their own. So they have to go on the shirt tails of everybody else who's really doing it. People like you, like Mitch, AP, Jan, myself, and you know what? More power to them. But the truth be known, and the people who are on the end know the truth. Son, I'll be out there to see you before you know it. I'll be talking to you real soon. Till next time, America, kudos and salutations.
Hi, Paul.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
Turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in Baltimore.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day, we'd hear these siren-type screams.
but it is
sunlight. Everything else, they just were too realistic.
And they're
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody manufactured this.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot. The future lives. Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mystery, legend, tales, and facts.